Boulder police announced last night that they have located a local 14-year-old girl who had been missing since September 30th. The girl, identified publicly as Chloe Campbell, had been missing since the afternoon of a local football game between Boulder High and Fairview. The multi-agency effort pinpointed her location at her residence in Thornton. Boulder police say that they believe Campbell ran away from home, but will continue to investigate the situation and gather more details.
There is an ongoing investigation about where she was and what occurred while she was separated from her family. Some details are being withheld at this time to allow for a thorough investigation. We will not be releasing any additional details at this time out of respect for the teen's privacy and to protect the integrity of the potential investigation.
After police removed Campbell from the private residence in Thornton, they took her to a local hospital for evaluation. The Colorado Attorney General's Office is seeking public feedback on a proposed data privacy rules and how companies use personal information. Steve Miller from KGNU has more.
The proposed Colorado Privacy Act rules have been available since yesterday in the Colorado Register and on the Colorado Secretary of State's website. The Colorado Privacy Act is using a four-pronged approach to protect Coloradans' privacy. First, granting Coloradans rights to access the data that companies have collected about them. Second, to determine whether and how companies can continue to collect, store, use, or sell their personal information. Third, it requires companies to be transparent about how they use personal data and to take precautions to reduce the risk that their data collection and use might pose to consumers. Finally, the law grants the Attorney General the authority not only to hold organizations accountable for failing to comply with their obligations, but also to draft rules that would clarify the Act's requirements and provide guidance for compliance. The Privacy Act will give Coloradans protections similar to those available to residents of other states like California and Virginia. Members of the public can provide comments in a series of stakeholder meetings scheduled for November. The Privacy Act's rules are due to come into effect July 1st. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
The application window for Denver's Basic Income Project opened Monday. The Basic Income Project is a project that helps people experiencing homelessness with direct cash payments. According to a press release, people have until November 3rd to sign up for what will be the city-run study on the impacts on direct cash payments to those experiencing homelessness. People living in Denver can apply online from October 10th through October 3rd. Currently, they will only be accepting applications through community-partnered organizations, including Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Salvation Army and the Rocky Mountain Human Services. You can find the full list of community-partnered organizations on the project's website. The City of Boulder will implement a short-term curbside parking pilot program in the downtown area and on University Hill. By converting existing time-restricted loading zones to 24/7 flexible zones, the city hopes that this will alleviate short-term parking demands from rideshare and delivery services. In Boulder, we are going to see a high of 73 and a low of 46 with a current temperature of 53 degrees. In Fort Collins, there's going to be a high of 73 and a low of 43 with a current temperature of 47 degrees. In Denver, there's going to be a high of 76 and a low of 46 with a current temperature of 48 degrees. And these were the morning headlines for KGNU. I am Luis Licon.